another story. Read us another Bible story. Okay. Make yourselves comfortable. Be seated and relax.
You may follow along your bulletin insert if you like. According to Luke. Now, every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended, they started to return. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they took a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their friends and relatives, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting amongst the rulers, the elders, the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's things?" But they didn't understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. If you look at your bulletin insert, you can see that we have a choice of three gospels for this morning, three for today. And since tomorrow is Epiphany, which is one of the seven principal feasts of the church year, the gospel that I selected and the preacher gets to select. The gospel that I selected to be read this morning was "We Three Kings of Orient Are, Bearing Gifts We Traverse Afar." It's a great story, and it's the way to end the holiday season, and also singing the hymn as well as the final act of the nativity scene. That the boy is older now and no longer in the manger is no matter. It's our story. Became my story at my baptism, your story at your baptism, and we can use it and read it and love it and hear it any way we choose. And another gospel story for today, Matthew follows We Three Kings with the escape to Egypt and that horrific slaughter of the innocents by evil King Herod and the Holy Family settling in Nazareth, three historical events that prophetically recurred in the life of Jesus of Nazareth. And that story was our adult Sunday school lesson last week. We had a really great time with it, and if you weren't there, then I feel sorry for you, because we have a wonderful time in our Sunday school class. The story that we just read, Jesus in the temple at age 12 and not yet a man, reminds me of my grandson Ray, and some of you, I've told you this before. I remember when Ray was in sixth grade at Holy Nativity Episcopal School, and they were lining up the Christmas ball, the Christmas dance for the students. And they'd been told that they were growing up now, and they were old enough they could invite each other and come as dates. And my daughter, Melinda, Ray's mother, told Ray in no certain terms that he could not do that, was not allowed to date, that dating was some years in his future. And with great indignation, Ray swelled up to full stature and very much full of himself, said scathingly, "Mom, of course I can date. I'm 11 years old." Gospel time passes, and our beloved child of Christmas is growing up as boys do, and we always are more grown up in our minds than our parents will ever accept in their hearts. Luke tells us that Jesus, a Jewish boy, was taken for circumcision at 8 days of age, which is the Jewish custom. And soon thereafter, according to Luke, he was taken to the temple to be presented to God. And now our third gospel for this morning is a story that unfortunately we don't hear often. Jesus with his family in Jerusalem for the Passover. And it's a great Sunday school story for boys coming out of childhood, but not yet in their teens. And it's a story that I remember first hearing with my cousin Bill and his 11 and 12-year boys class at East Hill Baptist Church in Pensacola. And that was 65 years ago, and it's still a story that I love and hold in my heart. Now, it's a story of precociousness, and Jesus is no longer the babe in the manger over the altar. He's 12 years old now and full of sass and vinegar, and he's just as filled with himself as any budding adolescent about to claim his place as bar mitzvah. Passover festival in Jerusalem is over. The big crowd, everyone goes home. The folks from Nazareth head north to Galilee. But Jesus, instead of being with the crowd as his parents expect, Jesus, who is used to hearing a very proud Joseph at home praise him for what a fine young man he's growing up to be, has taken that to heart and is allowing himself to see himself that way. And he's feeling his oats as becoming a young man responsible for himself. And so as the rest of the Nazareth party heads off north to Nazareth for home, Jesus stays behind in Jerusalem, and he makes that decision and does it himself. His parents, of course, assume that he's obeying, that he's obedient, that he's with the other boys. But a day of travel out, he doesn't come to supper, and they realize he's missing, and they start looking around, and he's not in the group, and they rush back to Jerusalem in high panic, hunt, search everywhere. Anxiety, high anxiety, tears, anguish. He's no place to be found. And my God, the self-recrimination. Oh, why didn't I get my eye on him before we left? The fear is so terrible. The parents won't even look at each other. They know what could have happened to the boy. It's every parent's worst nightmare come to life. Abducted and murdered. Oh, my God, my son. They search, frantic. He's missing 3 days before finally they find him in the temple, confidently conversing with rabbis and answering their questions. It's impressive. It's perfectly innocent. And even today it seems somewhat comic. But for those of us who know the story, for those of us who were there in the temple 12 years earlier when Jesus was presented to God as a newborn boy, for those of us who heard Simeon mysteriously tell Mary, a sword will pierce your own soul also. These 3 days forebode. The Holy Triduum of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, another Passover 20 years in the future. Oh my God, my son. Jesus' parents are frantic. And when they finally find him, his mother is hysterical. If you've been there, as a parent, you know how terrible those 3 days were for them. And Mary screaming and scolding, child, why have you done this for us? To us, we have been insane with worry about you. As collapsing in sobs of relief, Mary scoops him into her arms. Oh, my God, my son, my child. But you see, heading into adolescence and about to become bar mitzvah and responsible for himself as every Jewish boy comes of age, the child is humiliated by his mother's smothering love in the presence of the rabbis, the temple teachers, the doctors of the law. He's the oldest son. Jesus' loving parents had naturally been building him up in the family as so mature a young man that he's becoming, and here converting that to reality and being confirmed as a man by these temple elders, conversing with the most learned minds of Israel, Jesus is feeling himself no longer a child. Today I'm a man. And here now, these doting parents have made him so small and embarrassed beyond imagining. Mortified, Jesus does not defend himself arrogantly to his mother, as sometimes we think, and to imagine him doing so is to demean him, to belittle him. From a man, the child returns. As he hangs his head in humiliation and shame, buries his face in his mother's bosom, and quietly sobs, don't you know that I must be about the things of my father? Oh my God, my son, my son, my beloved son. Remembering the angels, the shepherds, the star, the three kings from years ago, and sensing that something unaccountable has happened again, Mary holds him lovingly. And then at last, the little family leaves the temple and Jerusalem, and they head home toward Nazareth, hand in hand. That night, crushed in his heart, but not angry with his mother, that night, as the others slept, a 12-year-old boy, a boy not yet a man in anyone's eyes but his own, cries himself to sleep. The gospel is a good spell. It's a great story. And decades pass in the lives of each of us, including this boy. What will the future bring? Long years later, that boy, now a man, will return to Jerusalem for another Passover festival, triumphantly welcomed into the city, and again, after teaching in the temple, he will go missing 3 days. Again, his mother will be there, again, frantic with worry about him, perplexed at the anger and hatred of those in the temple who long ago had so kindly welcomed and confirmed him as a son of the covenant and a child of God. And in that future, there in Jerusalem, on a Friday afternoon, standing at the foot of a cross where no mother ever should have to stand, as the skies go black and the earth begins to shake with the trembling rage of God the Father, Holy Mary, Mother of God the Son, will remember an old man in the temple 30 years ago when Jesus was newborn, old Simeon's words to her that she pondered in her heart, terrible words that she now understands as her heart breaks. A sword will pierce your own soul also. A sword also. See, Mother, I make all things new. Oh my God, my son, my son.